Hey guys, Jeff here for BestTechie.com. This is Techie Bytes, episode number one. Today I'm going to be testing the brand new Anchor 3.0 update. They've added a ton of new features, including better episode management, web dashboard, analytics, and a whole bunch of other really cool things. Integrations with Spotify and Apple Music, so you can add your own music, and a whole bunch of really great things like that you can use the app for, including now you have unlimited podcast hosting for everyone, 100% free. This is really cool. There's already a number of really great podcasts on anchor.fm that I've been actually following for some time, including The Outlines, World Dispatch. I just found out that Cheddar launched one not too long ago, the Cheddar Briefing, so I'll be following that as well. And I hope to do the same with the Techie Bytes podcast that I am launching today with Anchor. So I'm excited about that. I hope you can follow along with me. I plan to do this as much as possible. We'll see how many we can do per week. Covering all different kinds of things. This is going to be a mostly technology-related podcast, and I say mostly only because there may be things I sprinkle in that are not as tech-related, but probably, again, as I said, mostly tech. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back with some news in just a minute. According to a new report from Bloomberg Technology by Mark Gurman, the Apple scooper extraordinaire, Apple is planning to upgrade their popular AirPods, the headphones, the wireless headphones that they've created, that are extremely popular. In fact, according to one study with research, I messed that up. But according to one research report by MPD Group, AirPods accounted for 85% of all money spent in the U.S. on wireless headphones since they debuted, which is incredible. It's a staggering amount of people who are buying these products, these AirPods. Now, according to the new report, the new AirPods that they're working on will be faster. And in some cases, it will be faster and also have water resistance and better Siri integration. According to the report, Hey Siri and a new wireless chip are coming as soon as this year, 2018. And another water resistant model is coming as soon as 2019. I'm curious, did you guys like AirPods? Have you tried them? I personally bought a pair when I bought my Apple Watch Series 3 a couple months back. And I like them. They, you know, for what they are, they're pretty good. Unfortunately, they just don't fit my ears well. In fact, very few Apple headphones over the years, whether it be the EarPods or the original Apple earphones, they just don't fit my ears. No matter what I do, it seems without third party support, you know, a third party product, which I really don't want to have to use, I just can't use them. So feel free to call in. Let me know if you have problems with AirPods as well, whether they just fall out of your ears. In fact, the weird thing about mine is on my left ear, it's so weird. The left ear AirPod works fine and it stays in my ear. But the right ear AirPod, it feels like it's never fully settled in my ear, and it always feels like it's going to fall out, and eventually it does. So anyway, let me know what you think. Are you excited about these new AirPods that are coming out? The rumored ones, at least. And would you wait for water resistance, or would you want a new improved Siri and get that right away? Let me know. I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll speak soon. So here's something cool. A friend of mine the other day introduced me to this company called New York City Train Sign, or NYC Train Sign. They're a Brooklyn-based company, actually based in Bushwick, and they're building some pretty neat products that I thought most New Yorkers will probably love. In fact, I'm one of those people. I think what they've built is actually really cool. if you're at all familiar with riding the subway, whether you live in New York or you've been here visiting, you probably rode the subway at some point. So what they've done is they've literally built, you know, the train signs that tell you how far away a train is, and they make them purchasable for you. So what they've done in order to make them a bit more cool is you can A, select from a couple of standard designs that they have, including this amazing brushed aluminum design that I think it looks phenomenal. You can also do custom designs, and you work with them to create a custom looking one as basically however you want it to look, they'll build it. And on top of that, yes, obviously it can be configured using an app for iOS and Android to show up to the second information for MTA, for pretty much every subway. And it also can support the Long Island Railroad, or if you live in San Francisco or California, BART and Muni lines as well. The sign also provides really a couple other cool features, including personalized text, so you can customize what you see. You can even have it display a logo or a picture. It also provides weather updates powered by Dark Sky, which is a cool weather service and app that you're probably familiar with on iOS. And also, most recently, they actually also provided support for cryptocurrency prices for various different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ripple, you name it. They have a whole bunch. All can be set up using their app. It's really, really cool. Unfortunately, they're a little bit expensive. At least starting price appears on their website to be $299 and on up. I guess if you order a custom one, I'd imagine it's probably a bit more expensive as well. But this is probably one of the coolest things. I would love to have one just sitting in my apartment on like a shelf somewhere. I'm about to walk out the door and just boom, I look to see how far away the train is, and I can leave perfect timing. I think that'd be amazing. Again, there are apps that can do that, obviously, on your phone. But I just think the whole idea seems pretty neat to me. And also to have weather on there would be cool as well. Anyway, you can check out the article. It's on my site, besttechie.com. You can find a link to it there, as well as some pictures and links on how to get to the website. But it's nyctrainsign.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Would you buy one of these? Would you spend $299 or more on one of these signs? Feel free to call in. Let me know. Look forward to hearing from you. Yesterday at 4:50 p.m., Kylie Jenner tweeted, "So, does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore? Or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad." Making room for today's Snapchat massive stock loss. The stock is actually down over 7% today, wiping out $1.3 billion in market value. Just from a tweet from Kylie Jenner. Of course, there was also an analyst who also downgraded the stock a bit to a sell from a neutral, which is obviously never a good thing, for a company. That being said, there's been a huge amount of debate since Snapchat recently released their updated UI user interface for users. And while I'm not a huge Snapchat user myself, I do know that my brothers who are younger than me hate it. I do know that the now current one of the top five tweets on Twitter is about getting Snapchat to revert the changes from the new UI design back to the old one. People just simply seem not to like it. Meanwhile, founder of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, seems to be dismissing this feedback from users. And as a founder myself of a company, sometimes you have to just wonder, what is he thinking? So, there's one major thing you have to realize as a founder of a company is that you're not always right. While it may seem that you made the right decision at the moment, feedback from your users is always critical. And while users are not always right, I'll be one to admit that as well. You do have to take into account feedback provided. And maybe in this situation, reverting back to the old UI or a modification of the current new UI to bring back elements that people are familiar with is in store or should be in store, as the case I'm sure that many people are hoping. That being said, it's up to Evan Spiegel whether he decides to change the design, and in this situation, maybe it's for the best. And that does it for episode one of Techie Bites. Thanks for listening, everyone. And stay tuned for episode two coming soon to a podcast app near you.